Welcome to the Diagnostics Dialogues. Here we present discussions with experts in diagnostics and specialty medicine, designed to keep you up to date with the hottest clinical topics. Tune in to hear Dr. Damian, aka Pat Alasia, Senior Medical Director for Quest Diagnostics, interview a variety of medical luminaries to get their take on some of the complex challenges faced by hospitals and health systems. Hey everybody, I'm Susan Finch, and I am the producer for the podcast at Quest Diagnostics. And one of our most recent shows we've launched is Diagnostics Dialogues. And I'm here with our host of this wonderful show that I have learned so much from already, Dr. Pat Alasia. And Pat, I want to know if you can tell me, why did you want to get involved in the podcast project?
I think the podcast project gives our doctors and our scientists at Quest a voice. It connects us with, you know, the outside community. We work with a lot of folks who live in the laboratories, who live in the hospitals, who do great work there. It's essential work. Everything starts with the lab. I can't treat a patient without the laboratorians and all the work that they do. I wanted to make sure that people understood how, number one, important they are, but how powerful their intellects are in terms of contributing to patient care. Without them, everything stops.
I hadn't realized that until we had been visiting over the last several months, and I didn't realize how many moving parts, you might say, which are actually people that are totally dedicated to the well-being of the patients through their doctor who contacts you guys. And so I'm wondering, what do you hope that listeners will gain by subscribing and listening to this podcast?
It may sound crazy or whatever. I want them to have a reverence for the laboratorians and the pathologists and the work that they do. These are the true hidden geniuses, I think, in healthcare. They do their work quietly. They do it in massive volumes, 600,000, a million tests a day over vast geographies. And all of these tests have meaning for the patient and for the doctor. It's going to tell somebody whether they have cancer or they're cured from cancer, whether they have muscular dystrophy, if their baby's at risk for having a genetic condition. These people have committed their lives and their intellect and their work to deep diagnosis and deep insights from those diagnoses that provide us as frontline clinicians, and I'm a surgeon and obstetrician, with the tools that we need to treat patients. So the purpose of this podcast is to give them the voice that they need and they deserve. They're the heroes in our healthcare system. They are the operating system of our healthcare system. And without them, nothing happens.
What I appreciated from one of the recent episodes that we recorded was learning how invested these behind the scenes heroes are in the patient outcome. And for me, as a, if I were to be a patient, knowing that the Quest team was behind it or that there's all this team, I never thought about that before. It gave me some peace of mind for me or for my family member or my neighbor or my friends that are going through things. Like, it's not just the one person there. They're going to get more information for you. It's okay. You're going to get more information. There are more people looking out for you. And that's what I've appreciated. Thank you for introducing us to these behind the scenes heroes and allowing us to get to know them and their passion.
I also think that one of the things that people don't understand or don't have the opportunity to see is the interdisciplinary nature of laboratory science or anatomic pathology. These doctors talk with each other all the time. They talk with the scientists all the time. And I think COVID is a perfect example. No one knew about the COVID virus before COVID came into our lives. And within a very short period of time, literally weeks, we understood mRNA. We understood the footprints. We understood the genetic sequence. We understood the spike protein. All of those things, for the most part, are abstractions for most people. And yet we were able to characterize them and build tests within a few short weeks that we were able to scale and provide to the U.S. population in very short order. That's the kind of intellectual capital that you bring to bear, but you had to merge science, you had to merge medicine, and then you had to merge logistics, operations, all of the business side of Quest with what we're doing on the scientific side. And that's a powerful, powerful story.
That is. I know that Quest has a core value of a few very special words that you guys drive home in everything that you do. Can you tell us about that?
One of the things that's important for me, and I think us, to talk about at Quest is care, science, and community. When people hear about is, you know, not just the testing and the analytics and everything else that we do and the insights that we provide, but really at the core of everything we do is patient care. And that's what our North Star is. That's what drives us. But one ring out from that is the science and the medicine. And then one ring out from that is the community. And it's the community of physicians and surgeons inside Quest, outside Quest, you know, scientists inside Quest and outside Quest, and also the executives and the non-clinical people who have a genius of their own that informs the science and then again, the care. And that's what we're about at Quest. We talk about leading with insights, insights to action. I think when you talk to the doctors and the scientists and really everybody else, it's care, science, and community that drives what we do every day. And that's the fun of it. And that's why this is so important.
It shows. Thank you. So I'm encouraging listeners, subscribe. You don't want to miss an episode. You will learn so much. And if it doesn't apply to you, share it with somebody that needs to know, that needs the encouragement, that needs to hear that you recognize them maybe. Maybe they're one of those lab technicians. Maybe they're one of the scientists behind the scenes. Let them know you see them and you appreciate what they do. And you might understand a little bit more. So when they talk, you don't glaze over. It's like, I get that and I appreciate it. Dr. Alasia, thank you so much for stepping into the role of host for this wonderful new podcast, QuestDialogues.com.
Susan, thank you so much for allowing me to share the wonderful intellect and purpose and meaningful work our doctors and scientists and executives are doing every day. Thank you.
That's it for this episode of the Diagnostic Dialogues. We hope you enjoyed the show. Please follow us on your favorite podcast apps and follow us on LinkedIn for more cutting-edge content and to engage with the physician guests from the program. Be sure to visit our site, QuestDialogues.com. Until next time.